WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. The distribution of the J&J COVID vaccine remains on pause in Jersey as the CDC looks into reports of blood clots in six people who got the vaccine out of almost 7 million. Dr. Renal Pantieri, the director of the Rutgers Institute for Translational Medicine and Science, says it's unclear if the vaccine has any connection to the blood clots at all, but we do know.
Certainly, your likelihood from dying of COVID is much greater than you having this very rare consequence.
The CDC is meeting today to review the situation. So what happens if you had an appointment to get the J&J shot? New Jersey is either putting those appointments on hold or canceling them. It remains unclear if you have to go through the process of scheduling a new appointment all over again. Counties that have been using the one-shot dose for their homebound populations have been putting that on hold for now as well. Somerset County has already said, though, it will honor the appointments for the J&J vaccine with either a double dose of Pfizer or Moderna. The judge in Derek Chauvin's murder trial has denied a defense motion to acquit the former police officer in George Floyd's death. The attorney argued that prosecutors did not prove that Chauvin's actions killed Floyd. The request comes a day after a use of force expert said Chauvin was justified in pinning Floyd to the ground because he kept struggling. A Cumberland County man fell 30 feet in a paraglider accident Tuesday night, suffering life-threatening head injuries. NJ.com reports that according to witnesses who spoke to state police, the 50-year-old Bridgeton resident was flying near Methodist Meeting Road and Back Neck Road when he struck a telephone pole wire. He was unconscious when Good Samaritans rushed to his aid before he was airlifted to a hospital. Over 211,000 pounds of raw ground turkey packaged in December from Wegmans, Nature Valley, and Plainville Farms that could have been put into freezers for later use is being blamed for an outbreak of Salmonella Hadar illness. The products were made between December 18th and the 29th, according to the Food Safety and Inspection Service, but it does not believe the products were available for purchase any longer. 28 people were sickened in 12 states, including two in New Jersey. About 10 New Jersey nursing homes are using a multiplayer gaming program by Restore Skills to offer a different way for patients to reach their physical therapy goals and have fun at the same time. Sherry Scheffler, Director of Rehabilitation at Willow Springs Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center in Brick, says the patients really look forward to using the interactive component with others.
During the year, there's like different games that they have in different tournaments, and the patients can go live head-to-head competitions with other people from other facilities and see who wins for that three-minute round.
The software allows them to use their arms to build their range of motion. It also helps with pill organization, sequencing components, and live play with loved ones at home. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Another soaker for the Garden State. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Time to win up to $10,000 with the Jersey Cash Code Contest on New Jersey 101.5. On your smartphone, open the NJ 101.5 app, click on Win Cash, and enter this hour's code word.
This hour's cash code is FOLD. F-O-L-D. FOLD.
Your next chance to win cash happens in 60 minutes at 2 p.m. with the $10,000 Jersey Cash Code on New Jersey 101.5.
We're now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Well, good afternoon. It's not a big deal, but you do have construction work on the turnpike truck lanes on the northbound side, north of Exit 9, heading up towards 10 in the left lane. Truck route 1 and 9, north up around the Tunnel East Circle, Jersey City. It's a crash in the right lane. 22 on the brakes again today through Hillside and Union. Construction both ways. 80 west in Parsippany. Right lane repairs out past Exit 42. Route 9 in Old Bridge is right lane construction south, down and beyond Jake Brown Road. And Route 516, Route 9 through Lakewood. Lots of delays. And there's emergency repairs to a gas main break on 72 and Ship Bottom, eastbound at Shore Avenue down to Barnegat Avenue. Two lanes are blocked off. Parkway southward of a car fire between exit 52 and 50. 73 north of Maple Shade, you've got some road work. Overall, a decent trip across the Delaware and the Hudson, too. PATH is reporting delays. Hoboken at 33rd and Hoboken to World Trade. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 118 on Tom Rivers on New Jersey 101.5.
Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is up 182 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 105.
Heading out tonight? Take us with you. Fast traffic, instant weather, Jersey news, and Jersey views. It's all here. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5.
Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Here comes our next storm system. So our weather going downhill again, becoming unsettled as clouds and raindrops return. Although the really wet day looks to be tomorrow. So watch for scattered rain showers through this afternoon. At least high temperatures on the warm side in the 60s. Tonight actually looks mainly dry. There could be a shower or sprinkle around. Low temperatures fall to around 50. And tomorrow will be wet with periods of steady to heavy rain throughout the day. Highs only reach the lower 50s. Temperatures go nowhere. There's even a chance for some snowflakes tomorrow night in far northern New Jersey. Now, any showers will wrap up early Friday morning. It'll be a breezy and cool day with breaks of sun. Highs in the lower to mid 50s. We'll be closer to 60 degrees this weekend with pleasant, partly sunny skies. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara.
Right now, Neptune 64 degrees, Pompton Plains 70, Hamilton 66, New Jersey 101.5. It's your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus. Find out how to make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area only at nj1015.com/coronavirus. New Jersey.